You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
From Vintage Row, 1680 Mid-Valley Drive in the town of Lawrence, just right off of Shearing Road. Just take the Shearing Road exit and head west, correct, Jim?
Yes. Into the town of Lawrence.
Yeah, that's what I said.
And it's first exit off the
west off of Shearing Road. Yep, yeah. It's great, folks. The food here, they're giving away some samples right now of the sticky buns, which are just simply amazing. They have such great stuff here. You got to come on out. We got Tori here. We got Cowboy Dave here. We got a cast of thousands here. So come on down and try some of their amazing, amazing food. We're with Trevor Wright. Trevor, introduce yourself.
Trevor, you got it right. Trevor Ramsey.
Trevor Ramsey here. We're here to talk about the Pink Flamingo. But first, you do an amazing podcast with John Anderson of ESPN.
I do, yeah. And I go by Trevor Thomas because you can't even spell Ramsey here. You've known me 20 years.
I know. So anyway. I told you, I said, I've got a bone to pick with John Anderson.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, because of one of your promos.
Okay.
You know what he says in your promo?
My promo?
Yeah, in one of the promos for your show.
No, go ahead.
Okay, and then you tell me if I should be offended. Okay. Jim, I want to know if you'd be offended about this in the mayoral world, okay?
Okay. We get offended easy, so.
Okay. In his thing, he talks about, when I was in high school, I wanted to go to college, and I wanted to become the next Bill Jarts.
Oh, yeah, it's not John Mino, is it? Sorry.
Well, I don't even. That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you mean that's it? If somebody said they wanted to be the next Mayor Holloway or somebody.
Okay, I tell you just a very quick story about that. Yeah. I was out campaigning on the west side of Green Bay. You go knock on doors, and I went to, I was on King of Arms. Well, that's a pretty nice neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. Reggie White used to live there.
Huh?
Reggie White lived in King of
Arms. Yeah, right, he did.
I still remember that. That was a big deal.
I should tell you about aspirations. You know, this guy said Bill Jarts. So Dr. This guy answers the door, and his kid came with him, was probably 12, 13, 14 years old, and said, I'm Jim Schmidt. I'm running for re-election, and gave him the military. And I gestured to the kid. I said, hey, maybe you can grow up and be mayor someday. And the dad says, we got higher expectations than that.
Oh! Wow!
So when...
Yeah. You know, wow! Somebody,
I love Bill Jarts, but you would think this guy would say something like...
the next to Chris Berman.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to think.
Yeah, no, it's, well.
Great, though. I mean, it's a good thing for Bill Jarts and good thing for his aspirations.
But he had a choice of two people.
Well, John.
Bill Jarts or me.
Okay.
And, well, you got to be honest. It worked out well for him, whoever he was trying to mimic, so.
So what are you offended about?
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, you should be in politics if that offends you.
I know, right? How you doing, Trevor? Congratulations to that podcast,
all
though.
As well. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's truly a dream come true. I built a studio in my basement, but people tell me that all the time, like, you know, how did you do this? Or how did you end up launching Inside Wisconsin? And I say I built a studio in my basement, but then I have to go back, right? I started in radio when I was 16 years old. I've been doing this my entire career, whether it's sales, marketing, communications,
on-air work. Okay, let me just say something. What I always say, you've been BSing for a living.
Yep.
Okay.
So it's working.
Yep.
And it's working.
And it's working for you guys.
Yep. So tell more about how you've always been involved in sports.
Yeah, so
I mean, in one way or another, always been involved.
John Anderson and I actually met when I was at the Green Bay Bullfrogs.
Yeah, I remember you brought him in for the bobblehead night. I was there, that whole thing.
Yeah, you were 2010.
Yep.
I had told the guys that were running the Bullfrogs prior to that, you guys got to call John. Get a hold of John. He's from Green Bay. Get him to do a bobblehead, whatever the case may be. I picked up the phone and called ESPN on my first day there full time. Somebody answered, "Hello, ESPN." And I said, "Hey, it's Trevor in Green Bay calling for John Anderson." And they go, "Oh, just a moment." I have no idea who they thought I was, but they sent me right to his desk, and I almost hung up because I was that unprepared.
Wow.
I rambled some message that I want to do a bobblehead, Green Bay, his charity, blah, blah, blah. 6 weeks later, I'm at deer camp in Minocqua under the influence, and my phone rings. It's Bristol, Connecticut. So I gather myself, go out on the deck, and we talk for half an hour, and we've been buddies ever since.
That's awesome.
Yeah, really cool.
So you hadn't known him before that?
Not even a little bit, no. Not at all. We had him come out to do the bobblehead ESPN themed jerseys that night back in 2010.
Yeah, it was cool.
He was on Wipeout back then as well.
Oh, that show. I remember that.
We had Wipeout night in 2011. He brought John Henson with him. That was the first and last time that John Henson has been in Wisconsin. We had him on the show. And
that's awesome.
He wishes us well.
Who's been some of their favorite guests?
That's the number one question.
Of course.
101 episodes. My favorite episode was Miss America. Remember Grace Stinky? She was Miss Wisconsin. She became Miss America, I believe, 2 years ago.
Okay.
So funny. So great. One of us.
Awesome.
So smart. Nuclear engineering student. We talk to people in sports, business, entertainment, and culture, right? That one really brought the whole thing together. Barry Alvarez was the first episode. Wasn't prepared for that. We got Barry off the air, and John looked at me and goes, just why don't you take 10 seconds or so? Like,
really?
Just really talking to some incredible people.
Yeah.
Whether it's Badger Sports, Packers, Brewers, no Bucks, somebody with the Bucks. But at some level, it's just we have the goal of telling these people's stories. It's not about what they did or who they are. Like, we know that.
Right.
It's how have you affected us?
Yeah.
How have we affected you in terms of the state?
So how do we listen to this? That's
wherever you get podcasts, and it's also a video-produced type of show.
Oh.
So if you go on YouTube or any of the social media platforms and type in the Inside Wisconsin Show, you will see us pop up. Every one of our episodes is on YouTube. We post the little clips wherever you would find social media clips.
Like the one where he says he wanted to be the next Bill Jarts.
Apparently, he found that one pretty well.
Yeah.
And wherever you listen to podcasts, we'll start our fifth season, Jim, April 1st.
That's awesome. Five
Congratulations,
thank you,
man. That's like awesome. Because there's a lot of podcasts out there.
Yeah.
And you know, for you to get traction and grow that business you must have a great show.
If you watch the snacks that we call them or the episodes, look in the bottom left-hand corner. There are 10 rotating partners that we have that help make this thing come true. And they're very recognizable brands here in the state of Wisconsin.
Oh, good.
It was part of the original model was, hey, if we do this right and stick to our core values, unity, community, positivity, joy.
Right.
And don't talk politics or any of the stuff that's divisive, then they'll want to be a part of it.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Besides that, tell us what else you do.
Yeah,
because I think everybody knows what you do. Yes.
So it's interesting, right? Because I moved here almost 20 years ago. We got our first home here on the...
Hey, can I tell you one thing? Okay, you do the GB play, PA, right?
I do, yeah.
Felt bad about you, for you the other day when Jim and I came to the game.
It's been a rough season.
Well, it was the day when the scoreboard wouldn't work and everything.
Oh, man.
And you had to announce to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we are moving.
Rough.
All right.
That was a rough day.
All right. I've been a season ticket holder forever. I see you at all the games.
Yeah.
It gets tough when you're 2-22.
Yep.
And we've been through that before.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we love the school and we want to support, you know, and it's not the end of the world financially. It's just, it's good to go to. But I was a little frustrated at that game because we just sat there. Nobody talked to us. It's like at the airport if your flight's delayed, right? Yeah. I mean, just tell me this or that. And even if you make it up, but zero. And we're sitting there. Everybody's like, I don't know if they think John and I know more than anybody else, but they're like, you guys, what's going on?
I know, what's going on?
Like, what?
I would love to take the blame for that, but I was actually in Washington, D.C. that game.
Oh, that wasn't you.
Oh, wasn't you. All right.
Because that was a bizarre day. Yeah. I mean, the refs didn't know what was going on. Let me ask this question. A good friend of ours passed away recently, Steve Noel. Did the public address announcing for
42 years.
My God, how many years?
42.
42 years.
Yeah.
I mean, those are big shoes to fill. But I will say this. I would think that's an easier job when back in the old arena, when you have 6,000 people and they're all going insane and having a great time. And you're part of the PA announcer. God, I love Doug Gottlieb, and I really hope this team puts it all together. But that's a little bit tougher trying to create that atmosphere.
Yeah, I was the announcer during the Will Ryan era as well.
Ooh.
So, I mean, maybe it's me. Is it my fault?
It might be.
I guess.
But, I'm with John on that, 10,000 seats and 3,000 people, it's a lot better with, 4,000 seats and 3,000 people. Like, I like the Crest Center, right? That's where your game is. Valentine's Day.
Yep.
I think you have a game, and then you have another one on Saturday at 2.
Sunday, I believe.
It's Sunday. It's Friday, Sunday. And we're going to those games, but I just really like the Crest Center. I mean, you're at the arena because liquor license, right?
And you can. Oh, I have no idea.
You can drink at the Crest Center. They have beer there.
Yeah, how many distribution points?
Well, I know, but I mean, you can buy beer there. Yeah.
I mean,
Humming distribution. You know what I don't like about that?
There's
not enough distribution points, Trevor. Why in the world won't you talk to somebody about that?
Right now, in front of the microphone, there are zero distribution points.
Anyway, that's I enjoy. It's fun to watch, and you really hope they win. But boy, that's you must get asked all the time what the problem is or what the opportunity is.
Honestly, the problem, if you look back at when Doug was hired. I mean, he was brought in 2 months after the portal opened.
Right, absolutely.
All of those players
were already taken over. There is no coach in America that had a more of a rougher start as far as for when he was hired than this. And losing four of the starter players.
Right off the bat. And plus Roy with his...
Yeah.
Leading scorer, whatever.
Leading scorer in the nation, and boom.
Yeah, not good. Anyway, you asked about the Flamingos.
Yeah, I want to hear about that.
We haven't done on this show, will we?
Ah, you know how it is.
When I moved here 20 years ago, Jim, somebody asked me where I live in De Pere, and they asked me if I could park. They could park in my driveway for the Pink Flamingo. And I was like, the what? What are you talking about, right?
Yeah.
Here we are 20 years later. The 42nd annual Pink Flamingo Classic is coming this year. I am so honored to be a part of this group. It is something that serves the community in ways that I've frankly never seen in the entire state of Wisconsin. We have raised just under $1.6 million over the course of 42 years. And not a penny stays in the organization. Everything is given back. We were so blessed in 2020, which sounds crazy to say out loud, right?
Yeah, that year.
We knew we couldn't have the tournament that year.
Yep.
Optics, even though it was outside, just couldn't do it from a safety perspective. We challenged the community to raise $37,000 in honor of what would have been the 37th annual Pink Flamingo Classic. Gave ourselves 6 weeks to do it. All the originals thought we were absolutely nuts. 6 weeks later, we raised
$108,000. Wow. That's amazing.
There was a moment there where the group and the guys and the families that were involved saw that it was more than a softball tournament.
Right.
And so we've really taken that personal. Since then. And now fun is contagious. We invite people out every single summer, whether it's the bowling tournament that's coming up in March or the softball tournament. We have a golf outing. We just finished the cribbage tournament. It's been pretty incredible.
That's great, man. Talk about bringing De Pere together.
Well, it's a whole community.
People come home for summer vacations around that tournament.
But you do, I don't know where you're, I just know some of your money, a lot of your money goes outside of De Pere. It stays in the county maybe, right? But you've done stuff in the homeless shelters.
We'll call it the greater De Pere community.
Okay.
So if you go on the website, dpflamingos.com, you can click on groups or organizations, and you can see literally the list of all of the people. And this is just a snippet, by the way.
Yeah. You guys are great. You can tell the people who play, they like to play, but they know that they're doing something for the community as well.
The softball aspect of it, very competitive.
Well, there's big crowds.
For a guy like me, 41 years old, if you go up to the plate and there's a couple thousand people there,
your heart are
raging. July 11th, 12th, and 13th this year. All the things that we do are listed on our Facebook page. Look for the Pink Flamingo Classic on Facebook, dpflamingos.com. It's a really special thing.
It's cool, and it's great what you guys have done and keep it going for so long. And a lot of the same guys. I know my buddy Skiff and Todd Dana and all them. So stick around, Trevor. We're going to set a quick break. Back with more from Vintage Rose after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Coming your way from Vintage Rose. We're at 1680 Mid-Valley Drive. You got to come on in here, folks. Just phenomenal homemade food. Everything is from scratch. Everything is from their own minds and how they came up with stuff and traveling to Puerto Rico for some of their spices. And it's truly amazing. Take Shuring Road. Come on west on Shuring Road and Mid-Valley Drive once again. 1680 Mid-Valley Drive, Vintage Rose. We've got some great, great guests here. And my man Trevor, who's here, we're talking about your great podcast with John Anderson of ESPN and Green Bay Southwest High School. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you guys, we talked about the Pink Flamingo, how much you guys have done for organizations. Even Jim talked about how, you know, the homeless shelter and everything. But you guys have a very special event coming up for one of your own.
Yeah, so it's not a Pink Flamingo event, but we're putting the power of the Pink Flamingo behind it. So,
which is formidable.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
For 42 years, if the community asks, almost always we're able to support, right? We're now asking the community to support one of our own. Okay. So one of our Pink Flamingos, his son is battling cancer. March 29th at the Swan Club from 1 to 8, there's a benefit, right? Silent auction, bucket raffles. There's a live auction, some pretty incredible items. Join us that day, would you?
Yeah.
It's not a Pink Flamingo event, right, but you'll see a lot of pink there. And we're really trying to invite the community out to try to help the Colts family and get him through this.
Tell again the details, where, when, everything.
March 29th.
Yep.
It starts at 1. It ends at 8. It's at the Swan Club in De Pere. There's flyers all over town.
Okay.
They're looking for donations to bucket raffles and silent auctions and live auctions. If there's any opportunity, reach out to somebody that you know that is connected to the Pink Flamingos. Again, it's not our event, but we're putting the power of the Pink Flamingo community behind it to really try to get people up.
Outstanding.
And the community is really good about those things.
Very good.
I know you've been to a lot of those, as have I, but I, you know, and really this kid's, you know, struggling with cancer now, and they cost money, because even if you have a deductible, you still go over. I mean, I don't know what the details are, but you need home care and everything
else.
Well,
even like who do we have on the other day? We were talking about that. Joe Emmerich from the Nicolet restaurant right downtown De Pere. And we're talking about the young girl from De Pere who passed away, and the fundraisers you guys all did for her and the family.
Hadley Baker, yeah. There's going to be something special for her at the Pink Flamingo this summer.
Oh, but good.
The whole idea of the Pink Flamingos is to bring people together, right? It's family, it's fun, it's fundraising, it's flamingos. Nobody in the history of this area brought this community more closer together than Hadley Baker. She really showed us how to do it.
I mean, Joe was pretty choked up even just talking about it, but having her on the bench during the games and different things. Yeah.
Anytime you saw her.
But she faced that with such courage.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Even right to the very end, to be
honest.
And
I think people, you know, it's unfortunate those things happen, but it's good for people to experience that, you know, and give, and how good they feel. You know what I mean? Like, giving is, like, that's something we should do, and it feels good when you participate, and I just think...
Community.
It is.
When community comes together...
It's awesome.
The power of community is truly shown.
Right.
As Flamingos, we say fun is contagious. So is inspiration.
Right.
And if you weren't inspired by Hadley Baker and her entire story, what?
You need help. Right.
I totally agree. Couldn't agree more. Yeah. Now, let me ask you something else, Trevor. All the different things you've done sports-wise, you had your hands in a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But I remember back in the days when you used to run with a lot of Packer players.
Yeah.
And that was a great era because guys could do more. They had a little bit more freedom to go on out and have a good time, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And I did not need to be there with them, but there I was. It's funny. I met Brian Brohm first.
Packer quarterback, third-round draft pick.
Yeah. Didn't go well.
I predicted he was going to be the Packers starting quarterback for 10 years.
That's why you're doing this.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So was he.
So I got to know him. Then I got to know a few of the other players. I'm still friends with those guys. I was at Brian's wedding down in Louisville. Yeah, they were able to do a lot more. Social media has changed everything.
Absolutely.
Everybody's got a video in their hand now. And to be honest, as people that are, front-facing in the community, we have to be aware of that, too. So do you guys. So we really try hard to just, you know, keep it as PG-13 as we can, but it wasn't back then.
No, that's what I mean. Those guys,
man,
could...
did we have fun.
We've had sports people like you on, reporters as well as athletes, but we always ask them the biggest change, and it's always social media.
So I asked a local business owner once, who graduated high school, I believe, in the 70s, early 80s.
Right.
I said, if you had these cameras back then, like, what would have happened?
Yeah.
And he said, Trevor, I didn't kill anybody, but I'd just be getting out of jail.
Wow.
That's what he said. And whatever that meant, that was his way of saying...
Well, a little truth in there, because it's crazy. But and then the other problem I have with that, now I don't talk about too long, but they're kind of egg you on to get some reaction.
Well, even like that thing in Philadelphia.
Politicians.
That thing in Philadelphia kind of backfired a little bit.
Two sides to that story.
Two sides to that story.
Yeah, I didn't know that. He told me that. And I was like, wow, I just didn't follow that. I'm not a big
keyboard warriors. I mean, listen, that's why on the Inside Wisconsin show, we don't do anything divisive. We don't want to create more debate. It has created itself in a plenty.
Yeah. Well, I remember one time I used to hang out with Don Bracken, who was a Packers punter, just a good kid. And we were at a bar, Sebastian's. Remember Sebastian's? Downtown Green Bay. Anyway, and Charles Martin was there, and Charles was a little wound up that night. This was before he got kicked out of the league. And he grabbed Bracken by the head. And it was like the old Westerns where the guy goes down the bar and knocks off everybody's bar. And he did that, and he's yelling, Charlie, no, no. And can you imagine if somebody had a cell phone? You know, back then,
I was in my early 20s when we first moved here.
Yeah.
Didn't know my you-know-what from a hole in the ground. I accidentally got in BJ Raji's face down at Kittner's back in the day.
Oh, sounds like a good idea.
Terrible idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank God we left. Boy, Liquid Courage is something. Yeah. Something.
Well, wow. People used to think you were a Packer, though, when you hung out with those guys.
No, that's so dumb.
That's true. I remember that. I remember that there were times.
Yeah.
My friend, there's another offensive lineman you used to hang.
TJ Lang.
TJ Lang. Yeah. That's right.
He's at the Lions.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more. So you, the announcer, the UWGB basketball game, and with the Bullfrogs, too, you want to put a good product on the field, but there's a lot of shoulder entertainment that goes on there.
There are two sides to all of these sporting events. On the court and off the court.
That has changed. Yeah,
right?
That has changed.
And Bullfrogs, on the field, off the field.
Right.
Inside the fence, outside the fence. The Rockers do a great job of that.
Right.
That's what makes it entertaining, though.
It does.
I mean, you come for the game, but if you don't come for the other stuff, you're pleasantly surprised when you're there.
Well, and you guys get blown out so often. We're just like, we're staying through the chicken toss.
I'm going to hold you to that. Well,
Nick and I talk about that, though.
Nothing to do with the game.
Kenny Stefaniak, we used to do the Timber Rattler games.
Yeah.
And on Saturday nights, it was fireworks night. Well, if it went into extra innings, people were so mad. They're booing and leaving.
If I see you leave before the chicken toss, I will say your name over the PA. I will do it.
Now,
one last quick thing, Trevor. We want to talk more about that. Next time, we're going to have you on again down the road here. We want to talk more about your benefit for your friend with cancer.
March 29th.
March 29th.
Okay.
March 29th. Isaac Colts.
We will keep
finding
the
information. There's flyers all over the place.
We go on there, and if you can't make the event, if we're going, we could donate. I mean, there's just opportunities
to
support.
The opportunities, yeah. March 29th.
And let me know about the cribbage tournament next time. I would have won that.
Jeez. You were in the building.
All right. Trevor, thanks for being here.
Cheers, man.
Good to see you.
Good luck with the Achilles.
Thanks. Back at this.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Hundreds of people gathered at the Capitol to voice their opposition to President Donald Trump's policies. They braved the 20 degrees cold. They had speakers and people carrying signs saying things like, billionaires are robbing us, and deport Elon Musk. Protests were planned all over the country Wednesday. Madison was just one location. Immigrating to the United States from Haiti in 2009, getting an education, and discovering that his true passion lay in the food of home, Reggie Desimou created a business that celebrates his Haitian heritage, making him a modern-day history maker for Black History Month. With no loans, just lots of YouTube videos, a thrifty mindset, and an idea, Desimou built his first food trailer by hand and found a place to set up and sell his Caribbean taste, Haitian food.
They actually gave me a chance because nobody wanted to take a chance on me with that little creepy-looking trailer.
Then the pandemic hit, but unlike for many other restaurants and businesses, it actually helped Desimou.
People were helping me. I'll have people buying sandwich for $7. They'll tip me $100.
Desimou's food truck, Caribbean Taste, is now a regular participant at places like the Oshkosh Farmers Market. He's expanded and bought several food trucks, and he opened a brick-and-mortar restaurant in Appleton called Area 509. Learn more about Desimou in our story at WGBW.fm. The Green Bay Packers Give Back awards Veterans First of Northeast Wisconsin a $250,000 Veterans Impact Grant. Veterans First will use the money to help build the Village of Tiny Homes for Veterans in Brown County near the VA outpatient clinic on Green Bay's east side. The project includes 4 resident transitional homes and 17 one-bedroom tiny homes. The Packers charitable organization announced the grant Monday. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming. coming your way here from Vintage Rose Bakery. 1680 Mid-Valley Drive. Just take Shearing Road and go west. It is a phenomenal place. Every bit of sample food they bring through here is just better than the next. It's really something. You got to try it out. I know my man here just had to pull Dave Vanderbloom, and President and CEO of DePere Area Chamber of Commerce, away from the sticky buns over there. He had his whole, he had his hands in that cake pan. See that?
Give those little wet wipes. He's coming over, and
Nicky had to go wash him off and everything. Right. It's just crazy.
Yep.
So you got quite the gig.
Hello, Dave.
Hi.
You got it going on here.
Yeah, we have a lot going on.
You're the president and CEO of the, and it's more than just the municipality of DePere.
Correct, yeah.
Tell me your reach a little
bit. Yeah, it's the DePere area. So that's town of Lawrence. It's town of Ledgeview.
Which is where we are.
Exactly. We're Wrightstown, Freedom. We have members in Appleton. We have members in Milwaukee. We have a member in Minnesota. We go all over. So we don't know boundaries. And my whole thought on that is, I mean, I live in Appleton. I work here.
Right.
I eat and play in Green Bay. Yeah. So we don't know boundaries. And when you start thinking about kind of this entire area, it's special that way. We don't stick to where we are. We go over the boundaries.
And you know, success breeds success. We were kind of talking before we came on here. But I don't know what your main matrix is to judge, but economic development has got to be right up there.
Yeah, and right now it is ripe for the pickings. It's right if every single developer right now signed their agreement within the city of DePere, we'd be at about $230 million worth of development.
Yeah.
It's insane.
That's pretty exciting.
It is.
People are thinking nothing's going on. The country's going to hell. It's really not. I mean, you got to look around. But it takes work. Let's just talk a little bit about how, I don't know if the word is competitive, because I think people, nothing's easy, but this is a pretty safe place to start a business. And there's a lot of support from you. I think you got a pretty good workforce here, it appears. We just had somebody on from DePere High School. I think they turned out a really good product.
No, we did not.
West DePere.
Yes, get that right.
I don't need these West DePere people like Nikki jumping all over me for that.
But it's, you know, and I told you as a St. Norbert grad, I just think what makes it work?
It's the people. I think when we have a strong community, we have a strong business environment, and vice versa. When our businesses are strong, our community's strong. So when you start looking, if you want to move here for a business, you start looking at all the resources you have between the chamber. We have definitely DePere. Our school districts are fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's family. And people come here and they stay here. I was joking, when I was at St. Norbert College, I had a lot of friends from Chicago. They hated it here. There's nothing to do.
We hated them too, though.
Absolutely.
Didn't have to. Didn't mind cashing their checks, though.
Right. I'm just kidding. They were great.
But they stayed.
Yeah, they did.
A lot of them are teachers now in this area, and they're raising their families here, and joke's kind of on them. Here you are, you know? Yeah. So it's special. And that's when I talk to anybody. It is special to do business and live and work and play in this area. Yeah. And we have to talk more about that.
Well, and Trevor just talking, though, too. It's exactly what he was talking about there, too, when the Flamingo, 42 years, over $1.5 million they've raised. Mm-hmm. And then here they didn't even have the tournament, and they just turned to the sponsors. Could you help us up? And they like tripled what they made from the tournament.
Exactly.
That's unbelievable.
It's crazy. And he was talking about the benefit and things as well. Whenever somebody in this community needs something, it's amazing who comes out of the woodwork to help. I have a friend right now who's in the ICU down in Milwaukee. We did a huge Christmas drive for them. He's been down there about 15 weeks now. His wife also has stage 4 breast cancer. Oh, we did a benefit for that. It's amazing who comes out and helps. Right? Yeah, it's reassuring to know if that happens to you, you know you have the community's
support. Right, absolutely.
And the other thing that it speaks well of DePere, and I'll just, you look at what happened in Detroit, right? I mean, any mayor probably read the book Autopsy, studied Detroit, because it went to hell, right? I mean, they lost half their population, businesses stopped giving. I think what DePere has going for it is your businesses do step up. And I'm not just talking about the Malvas. I mean, they've been great to you guys, but even what you've done down on the waterfront, we had the mayor on, he's talking about that, and that wasn't a lot of tax base.
Right, exactly. And I mean, you just start looking, go down right down the river, go right down the 41 corridor, this new bridge that's coming in. We will for sure be driving over this bridge by the end of 2029.
Wow.
Put it on record. But it's here.
It's only been 50 years you've been working
right, exactly. Right? But it's amazing. It's all support. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. How did you, I mean, president of the chamber, that's very prestigious.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of chambers, but what's the career path to that?
So mine was all over the place. So I was in the media for a little while right out of college. I got into law enforcement. I was in promotional product sales for a long, long time, owned some businesses, and I was just burned out. And I was the board president last year, and my predecessor put her notice in and kind of looked around at our board, and I said, you know, this is all going to fall on me anyway. I said, might as well get paid for it.
Right.
And at the time, I was in a job I just didn't like, and I love business, and I love entrepreneurship. I love being a connector. I love this community, having grown up here.
Right.
it just made sense and put my name in for interim and did that last year, and now we're permanent. So I love it.
Some people go around and they're like, you know, I'm going to create jobs. That's not our biggest issue right now. I mean, the bigger issue is a workforce.
Yeah, right now. Well, then, and where are you going to find people? You know, it's just...
you have to create that environment for them. It's competitive.
And housing, and you go right down that list. Amerilux wants to hire 300 new people for their massive expansion. I don't know where we're going to find these people.
Right? Wow.
And then where we're going to house them. And so, fortunately or unfortunately, I get to be part of a lot of those conversations. I'm on housing committee that we're trying to figure out how do we get more workplace housing in this area. Because I think there's a lot of other companies that would like to expand. They just don't know who's going to fill the spots.
Right.
Wow.
And why do you want to spend the money?
Okay, I'm not even joking about this, though, okay? If I were you, I would run a campaign advertising in the UP because those people, there's a lot of people with the minds closing and different things. They would jump at, if they were like recruited, they would jump at the chance to move down there.
And this is a great environment for them. I think you may have a little tougher time getting people from Minneapolis here.
Right.
You know, Indianapolis, those are just, but anyway, eventually they'll come back. But you're right. I mean, people like to move south.
Yeah,
so even if it's Nagani to De Pere.
Right. And Discover Green Bay, I'll give them a ton of credit. The marketing campaigns they're putting on just to bring events and other people here, that's going to have that trickle-down effect to people that then want to move here.
Right.
We have a big youth initiative ourselves. And when I first took this job over last April, I went and talked to both superintendents at our two school districts and said, how do we keep our talent here? Whether that's in the trades, whether that's starting their own business right when they get out of high school, or if they do go away for a four-year degree, how do we get them back here?
Jim always talks about the brain drain.
I do, and I think it doesn't have to be a four-year, and I love St. Norbert, right? But, I mean, NWTC's got it going on over there.
It's fantastic. We have two fantastic technical schools within 20
minutes. Right, I mean, you got Foxville. Yeah,
we're right here. They're all over. I mean, keep them here. And part of that conversation, though, is getting these companies to have entry-level jobs again.
Yeah.
Don't advertise an entry-level job that you need 1 to 2 years of experience. That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
But how do we get them back here?
And the other thing...
I just want to reset. David Vanderbloom, President and CEO, De Pere Area Chamber of Commerce.
We're just talking about, you know, the workforce. I mean, the business climate is pretty good here. Yep. You guys are expanding, cranes in the air. The other thing I think we have to make an effort at regionally is this whole all-class reunion, because there's people who, 3, 4, 5 years, they've been gone, and you know, we didn't have Children's Museum. I don't think Bay Beach was where it's at. I mean, you sure didn't have the waterfront you have in De Pere right now. And then, you know, we win these awards because your money goes a little further here.
Absolutely it does. And again, it's talking about how special this area is. I keep saying we have one of the best walleye fisheries in the world.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
Do you hear anything more
in
about
the world?
That?
No. Yeah.
Everybody just talks about the boats you can jump across the river on.
Yeah.
But go be part of that.
Well, and you don't want to be overshadowed. I mean, we're great. We have the Packers. Put this on the map. But there's so much more than football here. And I think we've got to work on. The other thing that I think you have to be honest with people, especially this trailing spouse, is that Chicago's not that far away.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
You can get away for a long weekend if you really want to see, do something major. But,
absolutely.
I mean, this is, I don't know. I think it's great here.
It's
and
neat.
We have some good jobs here, too.
Yes, we do.
I mean, you look at people like, there's an article in the paper just a couple days ago about how many houses are over $1 million now. Mm-hmm. Well, they're selling.
Right. It's worth what people are going to pay.
Right.
And people are paying to be here.
Yeah.
I keep saying, too, we're going to end up having a hotel over on Broadway in on the east side downtown. And when that's done, you can literally roll out of bed, go have breakfast, go shop, go have lunch, go drink some more, shop, get cultured at the Mall of Cultural Center, and do the whole thing on the way back to the hotel again. You don't have to leave Broadway.
Where's the hotel going?
It's going to be right where the shop go.
Oh, okay.
Used to be.
That's
so
fantastic.
Phase 3 of
can
the
walk to Cerugi's.
You got it.
Can walk to the Union.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your
it's
first,
right here.
And your first parking ramp.
Exactly. That is phase 1, thankfully. Yes. Yes.
Well, that's awesome.
That won't be
that's
too
be so cool.
That won't be too controversial.
Right.
Once you get it, then they'll get used to it.
They will.
Yeah.
But you know
it's
what?
Been asked for.
We're talking about that with De Pere, though, too. The cool aspects of De Pere is like even when you got the trail going through that one area and everything in the fall, that's got to be one of the most picturesque areas, isn't it though? And Jim always talks about he went to Maine to see the colors and different things. You could just take that trail in the fall and you've got New England.
Yeah, right. Definitely. De Pere in the City did a photo contest this last fall so people could submit their pictures. Gorgeous.
I mean,
between the fall colors and the sunsets and you name it, just it's all here.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
awesome.
It's great. And like, layer that with, you know, statistically the crime rate is pretty low here.
Yep.
And you talk about those educational opportunities. And I think it's really when you look at De Pere, it's you preserved history. I'm a big fan of the Union Hotel, yeah. as yep. is everybody else. Yep. But I think St. Norbert, they didn't go with cheaper buildings. They still did right. the brick. I like that. It's, you know, I don't know that it's the Harvard of the Midwest, but it sure is a nice looking campus.
Well, and that's the thing. I love even our downtown initiatives. We want to keep that historical look.
Right. You
know? I'm big on history. Again, growing up here, knowing things that have happened.
No question.
People.
No question.
Again, let's talk about that. I would love to have a DePere history tour someday that we can offer to visitors and yeah. even our locals.
Well, those fun know. Ones, those with Joe Cerugi and McCann Boyd, yeah. yes. those are fun, though,
they
too.
Are. Absolutely. And there again, there's stuff you're going to see at those that you didn't know existed, and you've maybe lived here for 70 years.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
We were just talking to someone about, you know, we need to reconnect with our communities. And I don't know if it was COVID or we just got busy or we traveled, whatever it was, but we're the best ambassadors. I mean, you guys yeah. can run all the ads you want, but I mean, people telling people about this community and, yeah. you know, that passport to your hometown type mm-hmm. thing. And those are the things that I think we have to revisit again regionally. Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
I think there's people who haven't been to the Mulva Center,
right.
you know, and what beautiful a beautiful building. Place that is, beautiful. You know, and there's a lot of great places.
And Boss's is now downtown,
yes.
which is my favorite store in America.
Yes.
And by the way, who? The last time I did a book signing, I think, at Boss's is when they were finishing the mural.
Yes.
Who did that? That's beautiful.
I don't know his name.
Isn't that a gorgeous mural? Have you seen that, Jim?
Is that that kid that...
I don't know who it is. It is a beautiful mural yeah, right awesome. Downtown now.
B.O. Yes.
Might be.
Yeah, by the way, I got a text here. Hey, it's great to hear Dave promoting the town and the area. We have some great developments in the works, and Lawrence will be announcing soon. Sorry I can't make it down to Vintage Rose today. Keep up the great work. Scotty Bining from Denmark.
All right, Scotty.
Awesome. Scotty, yeah, very cool. Well, Dave, it's great having you here. Yeah. Give your brother a plug if you don't
I will.
Mind.
Oh, yeah, we'll go there.
Replay Sports Bar and Grill right over by the fairgrounds on Fort Howard Avenue. If you like burgers, his burgers on Wednesday are amazing.
And he's a very proud veteran as
he
well.
He is, yes. Part of the Desert Vets of Wisconsin. Yeah,
helped start it up, basically.
Yeah, he was right after the start there.
I mean, so many veterans have gotten help from him over the years. It's
big
phenomenal.
Community guy.
Dave, thank you so much for being here once again. Dave
Vanderblumen,
you bet. President and CEO of DePere Chamber of Commerce. Great having you here. Quick break. Back from Vintage Rose right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Very special thanks to our man Dave for stopping by. Dave Vanderblumen, President and CEO of DePere Area Chamber of Commerce. They have got it going on. We've had some phenomenal guests. Trevor Ramseyer from the Pink Flamingo and Regan Budick from West DePere High School. And now you were at Vintage Rose, 1680 Mid-Valley Drive. It is a happening place. And now we have one of the people. It's, well, the person.
Well, we're going right to the top.
Yeah, but the thing is, Jim, she's not that vintage. I was expecting some real elderly whatever, so... Can give me the hugs later. But really, Rose, I was expecting somebody a lot more elderly when they said, well, the grandma is, you know. So, what? Oh, I'm serious.
No, me too.
Yes.
Me too.
So, welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, it's named after you.
Is it?
I was talking to your daughter.
Adam.
Yeah.
Vintage Rose.
Oh.
And that name comes back to when we were still at home and starting it up, and it was originally going to be Kim and Rose.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was kind of fit the motif they were going after, you know, the
nice.
Style. And
well, like I said, I think it's pretty awesome. You have, what, four generations here today?
Just three at
three.
The moment.
Okay, son, you.
Yep, my mother-in-law, son, and then my stepson, Kim's son, Gavin, was here, and then he went off to school. But...
Okay.
Oh, the chess player.
Yep.
The chess
player. Oh, very cool.
Like that.
We love your place, and everything you put in front of us is just looks and smells unbelievable. How did this, I mean, from being a dream to whatever to fruition, how's that process been?
Well, I was retired.
So was I.
I was fully retired, and then they started the business, and I didn't get involved right away when they first opened, but then... kind of popped in a little bit here and there, and now I'm here all the time.
Now, some of the things are her recipes, right, Adam?
Yeah, like the lemon bars, the seven-layer bars. A lot of those bars up there are all hers. She makes an amazing pumpkin cake. What else?
And Rose,
a lot of desserts.
You know, we do a little bit of looking at what makes people live healthier lives. And to be engaged in something is, I bet you feel pretty good about this too, right?
I do.
You know,
I
mean, it's nice that you can be here and you want to help your kids, obviously, but, you know, gets you out of the house, gets you active. And
I love being around the people that come in. I missed that. When you retire, you miss being around all the people.
That socialization, and that's as important as exercise, health, and everything.
I see a lot of people that I've known in the past that I've worked with or that, you know, I've...
This feels like the kind of place to just drop in and you'll see somebody you know.
Yeah. Yep.
It's got that vibe to it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I love that about it.
Good. And the recipes. I was talking to your daughter earlier, and she does some traveling to get recipes. Are yours from your mom, or do you make them?
Mine are from my mom.
Yeah. Can tell.
And just ones that I've found through the years that I've liked.
You got a favorite?
My lemon bars.
The Rosie's lemon bars are famous.
Rosie's lemon bar. How many of those do you go through in a week?
Oh, quite a few.
Yeah, quite a few.
And then how many do you sell?
I say your husband, Dan, who was on earlier, he squeezes a lot of lemons.
You guys aren't kidding when you say it's all from scratch, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Everything.
Everything.
I think that's awesome. And you tell us that, but you don't really have to tell us that. I mean, you can tell because there's so many chains. And look, I think, you know, I support all businesses, but boy, it's nice to spend maybe a little bit extra to get this authentic homemade
just
a lot
extra
of businesses,
flavor. You get that little extra flavor and everything, don't you? Even like that breakfast taco I had, that's unlike any breakfast taco I've ever eaten in my life.
Everything made from scratch. A lot of bakeries use mixes that are, you know, it's home baked, not homemade.
Kind of like when you worked at IHOP, Adam.
Oh yeah.
Well, and even some of these bagels, they buy frozen bagels. It's like, come on, you know what I mean? But you can, and look, not everybody, but a lot of people can tell. So I just think it's great that this is so authentic here.
Thank you.
Tell me about the family dynamics. I teach a couple classes at NWTC, and we talk about, you know, getting in business with family. You want to comment on that?
I stay out of it.
Yeah, because I think my family would struggle. Everybody getting along, I'll be honest with you.
Well, in my family, it was a family business also. My parents owned an insurance agency up in Burke County, and my brothers and sisters, some of them worked at the agency. So it's, you know, it's...
So is Joe your brother?
Joe's my brother.
Joe's your brother, Joe Shinkton. Brother-in-law?
There he is.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw him walking in here. Okay.
I just feel
so you guys got Sturgeon Bay covered.
Sturgeon Bay.
Okay.
Yep.
And you do a lot for charity too. I know Joe's very involved in some things with Alzheimer's.
Very much.
And they need people like your company to your organization to help support them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's important to you as well. Yep. I on that family business, I was in one, and some pretty quiet Christmases.
Yes.
Like, you gotta go.
Mine wouldn't be quiet. It's just like, the opposite.
How you doing? Good, good.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good that it's quiet.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, I just think it's great. And working with family is something I think we'd all like to do, but it doesn't always work.
It has a good dynamic.
It does. You trust each other. No one's going to steal anything.
I'm the evil mother-in-law, but I'm not really.
No, I always tell people, Rosie babysits me in the morning. So.
But I can't imagine somebody going to get calling to work with some excuse that you know.
Right. That's just it.
That's not going to happen, so that's got to be cool. How is it for help for you guys? Because we're just talking with Dave, where there's more jobs than there are people available in DePere right now.
It has definitely been a struggle. That's kind of why Rosie's been here and helping us out. And there's a lot of jobs, not enough people.
Are you looking for anybody at all, or any part-time or anything?
Yeah, we're always in the process.
Always, huh?
Yeah. But if you find the right person, they just love the atmosphere. I mean, a little bit, the money's important, but that's one of those jobs where, boy, the environment, the atmosphere is equally as important, or probably more important than the wages. Restaurant people are, I don't know, they're just interesting, fun, dynamic. Yep. They love the kitchen, you know.
Yeah, our chef, Heather, she is just a blessing. We found her.
And right.
You're like a family.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's part of the family now.
You can just feel it here. I'm not trying to be overly, you can just feel it here. There's a sense of that.
Yeah.
It's just comfortable. It's a really comfortable place. Very inviting, very comfortable.
Yeah. So Rosie's an angel to tolerate me every morning.
Hey, did you clean off that entire platter of sticky buns already?
Did you get a sample of them?
Oh, yeah. Not sure if that's what I should have before I go to the dentist.
They're just gone.
Yes. So Vintage Row, 1680 Mid Valley Drive, open Tuesday through Saturday, correct?
Correct.
Folks, come on down. Holy, you open till tonight.
2 p.m.
2 o'clock. Okay. Stop on down. Their food is tremendous and wonderful people. Quick break. We'll be back with more from Vintage Rose right after this.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.